debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. Hey, it's Bubba. Don't forget it's holiday season. And if you don't know what to get for a gift or a stocking stuffer, well, today's sponsor, Manscaped, has all the tools to guarantee you that you win this year's stocking stuffer and or white elephant competition. Manscaped is the leader in men's below-the-waist grooming, and they've served over 4 million men worldwide. That's like 8 million balls, if my math is correct. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with the promo code Bubba. You know, Manscaped's best-selling product should be at the top of every man's wish list for this Christmas, and that's the Performance Package 4.0. Inside of that bad boy performance package, you're going to get the Lawnmower Body Trimmer. As a matter of fact, I shaved my chest and arms and my pubes today with it. It's the best trimmer on the market for your balls, your butt, your body, and the weed whacker for your ears and your nose. You got to keep up on that or you're going to look old, buddy. And let's not forget their famous liquid formulations. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner to maximize your ball hygiene routine. Keeping your balls fresh, fellas, is important. You never know when you're going to get some, spur-of-the-moment action on those bad boys. Whether this is for your partner, your dad, your brother, your friend, get them something that they're actually going to use, and you might get a laugh or two out of it as well. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with promo code Bubba. Be the ballsiest gift giver this year with Manscaped. Are we even on? Hopefully
you are. You're good. Well, you just came through. There's a delay with listening to Bubba Army Radio, so I had to make sure.
All right. So now we're 100% live, and we can cuss and we can talk and
yep. And,
we
and you're
be,
not on any of the affiliates.
You
so
promised me.
Yeah, you can say fuck. Go say fuck.
Fuck. Oh, I've been
you
holding it in.
You want to say it? Then we got it.
Fuck. Fuck.
Oh, I never went that long in a long time without cussing.
Without saying fuck. Here we go. Fuck the world. I love this. Violent J and Shay, can you give me a little overdub live?
I got one coming over here.
All right, here we go. Fuck you. Fuck me. Fuck us. Fuck Tom. Fuck Mary. Fuck Gus. Fuck Darius. Fuck the West Coast and fuck everybody on the East. He shouldn't die, or fuck off at least. Fuck preschoolers, fuck rulers, kings and queens and gold jewelers, fuck wine coolers, fuck chickens, fuck ducks, everybody in your crew sucks, punk motherfucks, fuck critics, fuck your review, even if you like me, fuck you, fuck your mom, fuck your mom's mama, fuck the Beastie Boys and the Dalai Lama, fuck a rainforest, fuck a Forrest Gump, you probably like it in the rump. Fuck a shoe pump, fuck the real deal and fuck all the fakes. Fuck all 52 states, ooh, and fuck you.
That's brilliant.
Hey,
shit.
These seats cover your ass up. I swear I was about to pop you in your ass. But it wasn't exposed.
Man, that was fucking great. Oh, Violent J, thank you.
Hey, no problem, brother.
Hey, thank you. You've never done that shit before.
Never, no. That has never been.
No. Fuck no.
Never, ever perform Fuck the World on the radio live.
No. Fuck that. God, this is a good song. This is a fucking great song.
The best part about this song is, when this record first came out, this is what we gave radio stations as our first single.
This is what we sent out. Yeah.
Straight up.
Fuck you all! All right, so I got C-Note, and C-Note is a guy from Atlanta. He grew up in Augusta. Smooth-ass black guy. Won't tell how old he is because Shaggy came in so brilliantly and said, listen, if this dude blows the fuck up, 13-year-old girls aren't going to be dialing zero on the pink fucking telephone if on a 45-year-old cat. He's got to say 22 and smooth like he is. Oh, hold on here. I got to see. I got. Hold on, my man. I'm all fucked up here. All right, there you there?
Yes, sir.
There we go. Okay.
And then again, if he signs a major record label deal, you know, they got to rewrite his bio. And if he says right. his age now, they can't do that. You
right,
know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sort of amount of smoke and mirrors.
All right,
so C-Money. So
all you got to do is look at his release.
All right. So C-Note, here's what we got to do.
Yes, sir.
We're going to put you up on stage. Now, 25, I have to get his backing vocals,
yes,
right here.
Yep.
I'm going to find that here real fast.
Yep.
And I'm going to have, it'll be cut two, which will be drop it a cappella, right?
Yep.
Is that what we're doing?
No, a cappella. Instrumental.
No, there's an instrumental. No, you have two. You have two discs. There's one disc that has two instrumentals, and a.
Well, these fucks, not you, my friend. My fucks.
They gave
you
the wrong
so
one.
So many fucking discs around here. I feel like a you know. Uh-huh. So hold on, let me see. 25. I don't know if this is right or not, but I want to make sure I got the right shit for C Money, so that Shaggy and Violent J can
should have three tracks on it.
All right, that's the new you know what, I'm going to give this back to you so I don't get in charge of fucking pirating your no drama shit.
Oh.
Like if I would release that shit on iTunes and like make, you know, some shit. So Bald Bull, give this back to Violent J cuz I don't want the
juggalo. Only existing now, copy
look,
right now.
Yes, I'm giving it right back to you, cousin. There you go.
See, that's good looking out cuz there's no way in hell he would have remembered that shit right there.
Right. That's good looking out.
He'd have bounced right up out of here.
And one of my interns fucking rips it off. It's up there for a download and now you guys are fucking mad at me in the live concert. You guys are gets fucking canceled. I'm an asshole.
And they all come storming over here.
Right. Fucking juggalos infiltrate the fucking place and we're in trouble. I'm just telling you that right.
You'd be locked inside of your own cage.
Right. So let me see here, 25. I don't think this is it. I got so many fucking cuts around here. Rob gives me too much shit, guys. He does. He breeds me with information, and I don't like being bred anymore. So let me see. I don't think this is it. Hold on. Now, hold on. I don't think this is it. I think this is an actual song. Oh, hold on, 25. I think I
this is what you're doing right here?
Yep.
All right, try to hear it again.
Now, what cut, 25? Is the
cut one is
his backing vocals?
Yep.
Okay.
It will be the one.
Yep. That's it. That's it.
Yep.
Yep. Y'all ready for me?
Shaggy, put your fucking headphones back on. Okay.
ATL Shadow X Production.
Now, hold on. Put your eyewear on.
Yes, sir.
Put your eyewear on because any part of this performance that sucks, whether how you walk up to the stage or you know your fucking
attitude, it's like that. Damn.
It's a whole
we start judging.
Man, you better do some sweet ass Usher moves on the way up there. So
it's a whole fucking production, cause.
Oh wow.
Oh man, that's some last minute right there.
What if you motherfuckers nailed it, but you didn't have your makeup on? Be like, man, we got fucking gypped off, man. The boys didn't have to fucking.
He's at least got to open his mouth and sing, right?
Look at my boy's goggles. Look at that. That's
a super look, man.
You should go out and play that way, like Super Worm. You better
moonwalk up them steps or something.
No, man.
Do the split sprint style.
Do one of those David Blaine floats or something up there.
If a guy can pull off the fucking goggle look, man, you can do it. Like I'm saying, there's not a lot of people that can pull off the fucking goggle look.
Yeah.
You might be able. I don't know if necessarily Violent J could pull off the fucking goggle look. I'm just saying,
no,
my man.
I don't think so either. Incredibly handsome man, though.
Yo, where the ladies at? Where the ladies at?
I don't know about that, but I'll tell you, you're
stripper money all over the place, which will be a good consolation prize if you get shot up.
So here's what goes, C-Money. We're going to put you up on stage. Now, I think that you're doing, the format goes, you sing your single. If we go to our Twitter page, BTLS Radio, and the people that are listening, and they're going to kind of give us a gauge as to how it sounded on the radio and being processed. And we use their influence heavily on whether we shoot you. Now, please know that we shooting you. I mean, it's like, I don't want you to think that we're being dicks. And we're just doing what we got to do. you know, you're kind of a different situation because you're somewhat of an established guy. Yeah. But, you know, nonetheless, I just don't want you mad at me. It really sucks to have to shoot a fella, okay? I mean, it sucks. I mean, you don't want to get shot. Next thing you know, I'm fucking pelting you downrange, and it hurts, and then you're going to get mad. Don't slice my tires or nothing like that. I'm just going to be fucking cool, okay?
Not that guy.
All right. So, that being said, let's get up on the stage here. Now, is it you have three different songs, and the third one, 25, is a cover, right?
No.
No, well, it's
they,
not.
We were trying to find some.
He's
got to
survive three songs?
Well, yeah. I didn't send the cover.
Wait. So, all right, the first one's good. Then he got to do another one?
Yes.
Well, he's good at that one. And then the third one, too?
No, if you make it through.
If you make the first two, then the third one is just.
I forgot to tell you about the
encore. The third one's just
showboating. I forgot to tell you about the third one's an encore.
About the additional fuckery that
we throw in. But the third one, we can't shoot him at all, right?
No.
Because he proved that one.
Because he proved.
Now, we have had bands that we like the first two, and they get to the third one.
Well, here's the deal.
But they're to get a pass, though, right?
Yeah, yes. They get a pass. So
if you make it, if your first two get approved, there's no way we can shoot you on the third.
Right, right. That's just your time
but
to shine.
But in order to make it to the third, you got to hit the fucking first two.
So what happens at the third one?
I don't have the third.
First two pass fly color, and the third one is ass. We can't shoot,
nope,
but can we throw some shit at him?
No, nope. We can just say that one sucked.
We can't just throw.
What? No. Tell us about the second song then.
Well, the second song is Six in the Morning. That's the song that you guys voted in for me.
Right. Now, yeah, see, if I'm telling you though, brother, can I? I'm. It's like a little bit of a. Let's make a deal here.
Go ahead.
Because I don't want to shoot you.
Okay.
Okay. Because you look like a pretty smooth ass fucking brother. I'm just saying.
Appreciate
like you know, you and I could be like you know maybe hanging out with my other cool ass black guy.
Yeah.
So let me tell you something.
You don't hang out with the
if
together.
I was you, if I
you
was you,
be family.
And I think the ICP would also agree. I would open up with the motherfucking thing that got approved. Why would you open up with something I haven't heard? Now the fucking 6 a.m. deal got approved. That might be a walk in the park for you, cuz.
Yeah, yeah, but it don't matter what it sounds like on CD, right? It's about how he comes up on stage,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, we've already liked that song, so chances are when we hear it live, if it isn't that much different, we're going to like it.
I got to tell you.
But you're coming with some new shit.
Yeah.
If you call your song 6 in the Morning and you didn't use Ice-T's famous 6 in the Morning sample, that's going to just hurt me a little bit. You know what I mean?
No, man.
You got to
use that in a song if it's called 6 in the Morning. I mean, that's...
He's like, I ain't trying to play that shit.
And Violent J was doing the wiki-wiki with his hands, too. He was going like, 6 in the morning, 6 in the morning,
6 in the morning. It's like classic in hip-hop, you know? I mean, that's like...
R&B, man. I was straight original, man. Bell Ringer Production out in L.A. You know, we put that record together. It's a true life experience for me. So
what? 6 in the Morning?
Yeah, 6
in the morning.
True life experience or not, you still could have used the sample.
No,
Shaggy, can I get a witness?
I want to keep it original.
I got your back.
But the most famous 6 in the Morning fucking clip is Ice-T.
Right. Like, 6 in the morning, police at my door.
Yeah.
Fresh Adidas sweep across the bathroom floor. Out my back window. I make my escape. Couldn't even get a chance to grab my old school tape. That is like the first gangster rap song outside of Schoolie D. In the history of gangster rap.
See, no. Yes, you're talking to a motherfucker that sold like 10 million records. You might want to listen to this motherfucker. I'm just saying, straight from Detroit, cuz. I mean, you might want to rework the 6 in the Morning, bro.
Yeah, rework. 6 in the Morning going to be reworked. It's an old record. So, yeah we're going saying. Back in the studio. You know, never know.
But I kind of understand because, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure you ain't swimming in money right now. He ain't trying to clear that sample. You know what I'm saying?
It costs fucking some money
Shaggy's
for that sample.
Right about the clearing the sample shit.
And this is R&B money, so, you know, let's go.
That means it's fucking R&B money. That's big money.
Yes, sir.
You don't fucking think John Legend's got a truck full of money on back? I'm just telling you right now, my
man. That's Christian rock money.
He going around singing Ordinary People.
Girl, I'm in love with you.
That's like 39-year-old white bitches like you kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
That's that publishing money that we've never known nothing about.
We had Richard Marks in one time. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, shit.
I'm just telling you right now. I'm telling you right now, Violet. They had to talk me into having this guy in her. Because I'm like, Richard Marks, he got a fucking mullet and shit. That bitch was the coolest motherfucker ever. Hold on. Cool as fuck. He's written like 7 or 8 or 9 number one country songs that he owns the publishing rights on. So we're talking to him. Like, hey. And he calls that mailbox money. He gets, just on publishing rights, because he had all those number one songs, he gets 8 figures a year. Just on mailbox money that just shows the fuck up based on publishing rights.
See?
Now, can you imagine what like an AC/DC or a Metallica or something like, look at fucking Violent's mad as fuck right now. Look at, he's just shaking
his
head.
I just don't even know what publishing money is.
Yeah.
I've never.
You're just on the grind, my friend, you know?
You know, it's just something we've never known. Radio play?
It's always eluded us.
Yes. It's been just right there somehow the escaped our grasp.
That fucking elusive publishing money.
So, yeah, keep knocking on that motherfucking
door. That ghost money.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We're gonna sing your first song.
Yes, sir.
You pick which one you want.
Drop it.
Okay, that's going to be cut one. Now, while you're up there, okay, I'm going to do the best I can to mix you. We're going to be monitoring our Twitter. People are going to be giving us their input. Also, the ability of these two great guys having been in the record industry or music industry and having a great deal of knowledge as to what sounds good and what have you.
Yeah, we know all about those hits.
Appreciate that. I see you.
And so, but just please emphasize, please understand that if no hard feelings if we got to shoot you.
Yes, sir.
It's not us. It's kind of like when your dad used to whip your ass. It's going to hurt us more than it's going to hurt you, my friend. And we hope you can rebound from it.
Oh, no doubt.
And Violent says, I just don't know. He's like, Violent J's mind is boggled right
it
now.
It is. It's totally blue back. I can't even understand why you would take such a risk. Like, honestly, I don't know how you're going to bounce back from this. If, you know, it's almost like I feel like if I pull this trigger, it's like an end of your career because you can't. In my eyes, you can't be cool after getting shot up on a stage like this anymore ever.
With an airsoft gun.
To me, it's like, you
ain't getting a real
in a radio
wounds.
Studio, in a radio station studio like this, you know, getting shot up there because you suck. I mean, like.
Violent said, ever again. He said, ever again.
No redemption.
I just don't see how. You know, especially.
Well, he can always, like, grow his hair out a little bit if you can. I don't know how old you are.
You can't
know
front like it's him. I mean, like, it's not him. That's
call
him.
Call himself $100 bill or something.
That's his gimmick.
All right, so see,
the record is potential record. You know what I mean?
Let's get you up there.
But your confidence is very admirable, man. Very admirable.
Yeah. You got so much swagger.
You got so much swagger that I don't even fucking know if I want to shoot you.
Yes, sir. Let's get.
All right, hold on.
Shadow X.
We're not quite ready. We're just trying to fucking take all this in. I like your enthusiasm.
Yes, sir.
I mean, guys, he's got some fucking swagger about himself, doesn't he, Shaggy?
See no music, ATL.
All right, now hold on. Are you performing up there or down here?
He's putting the.
Now you're gonna go.
You know what's crazy too? Because like, if he does blow up someday, you know, say or very shortly, whatever,
he'll sue us.
You know what I'm saying? No. He's like one of those dudes where like, you know, when people meet him, they'll be like, "Damn, you look a lot bigger in your videos and shit." Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's what motherfuckers say when they see me.
Give me a mic check up here, brother. All right, hold on. Let me see here. Hold on. 25. I got.
See, now, if we were playing by your rules right now, he'd be getting blasted because, you know what I'm saying, the mic ain't on.
This is engineering McGillicuddy right here. I got the stage potted up. You know what? We need to go straight from the wireless, 25. We need to go on the wireless.
Is that K3?
Oh, is it K3? Oh, they didn't tell me that. There you go, my friend. I just want to get some levels.
Oh, come on,
give me some
man.
Levels.
That's already ain't fair. Listen to his mic. It sounds like shit.
Give me some levels.
Sound like he's on a karaoke mic.
We're not going to judge him on a sound check, right?
Hold on. Give me a check 1-2.
Check 1-2.
That don't sound like shit in everybody else's headphones.
Yeah, that sounds like shit. Give him that wireless.
Hey, you sure you don't want to? You shot of this?
Yo, you want a different mic?
I'm
telling you, man, you want a different mic because that sounds like horrible here.
This mic here should sound really good. Let's hear this one.
Check 1-2.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Check 1-2.
Violent J, that's better, right?
Tampa,
it's better. Yeah.
ATL.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Now,
See No Music Group.
He's getting nervous.
let's have fun, man.
Let's do that.
Let's have fun.
Cino, I just want, I do offer this because I need a verbal yes or no from you, but I'll throw a couple downrange just for you to kind of know what it feels like in case you start getting pelted with it, so you didn't come out of surprise.
How can that be helpful? It ain't going to feel good.
Do you want a couple?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let me just give you a... All right, I
got to try this. Shot him in the dick.
Got him right in the tip.
I think you got a couple.
Got him in the dick, too.
Hold on. Shaggy says you got him in the tip. You got the motherfucker in the tip.
Hold on, the mushroom cap. That's in the hole.
That's a sensitive part of the dick piece, man.
Sensitive part
Drop
of the dick
it,
piece.
Man. It's my single,
all right.
man.
All right, here we go now.
That
hold
tip
on.
Boy ain't now, no boy. If, ain't no fucking joke.
Now, here we go. If you get shot, if I'm going to be on the Twitter, I'm going to be monitoring it. If it goes south, here's what's going to happen. The lights are going down. Bam.
Hold on. That god-awful noise.
Okay.
Right there. All you're going to hear is just fucking, you're going to get lit up, and then the lights go down, and you're going to hear.
What do you got?
I think we got that.
Wow. What do you got, Ronnie Dangerfield's yacht from Caddy Shack back there? What's going on?
We need to hear again.
I
mean,
I don't think so.
It's the unsigned band review. This is an airsoftable appearance. Celebrity judges, ICP. We got, of course, Violent, Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope. They both are armed with AR-15 fully auto airsoft McGillicuddies.
They're pink, but they're dangerous.
They're fucking badass. Yeah. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is C-Note in the unsigned band review.
Yeah!
Yo, what up, Tampa, Florida? ATL, the Carolinas. Right now.
I did like the lyrical content, I will admit.
Yeah. I think he
might have forgot a little bit of the first verse due to nerves.
He's
got four barrels pointed at him. Also,
see, I heard a little
low. I can't hear it.
A little bit in the first verse. I heard a couple sour notes here and there. You know what I'm saying? But like that could be due to not being able to hear yourself. And the biggest rookie mistake I had noticed is you dropping the mic where you still singing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Violent J even said, man, I don't even know as much as street savvy and stage savvy as I got with four fucking barrels staring down at me. I don't know how well I'm going to be fucking.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I cut him some slack, because I think he did you maybe not hear yourself or maybe. Okay, I can't hear myself.
And I can't really hear the music, but I just went along with it. You know what I mean? I'm professional.
You did pretty well.
Yeah, I kind of messed up a little bit, but it's all good.
I mean, two professionals say you fucked up a little bit, but they're going to let it go through.
Because you did a damn good job under the circumstances.
Right.
Yeah.
He covered it up pretty good, didn't he? All right, so we're going to go to cut two. Now, do we have three cuts or do we just have
just two?
We just got two. So this is the decider. Now, the guys will tell you, I mean, I'm not really speaking to them, but I got a little ESP. I think Violent J is saying, okay, I cut you a fucking break.
Yeah, I did.
A couple rookie
deals. And it's not going to happen again.
And it's not going to happen again, brother. So, and then Shaggy says, listen, when the motherfucker's singing, don't put the mic down. Put it up. That's what Shaggy said. So
and you're getting a wind break, which you don't get live in concert.
Yeah, you're getting a wind fucking break right now. You're a little out of breath, too.
I was going to say that. Are you a smoker? What's going on?
I'm not out of breath. I'm just having fun.
No, you're out of breath. Just a minute. Right. Listen. ICP likes honesty. You just say, I'm a little bit fucking out of breath. Well,
and if you are a smoker, being single, you need to quit.
That's right. If you're smoking, you're fucking up, bro.
Right. Even if it's weed, blunts will fuck your throat up, man.
Don't be fucking up weed like that, Shaggy. Don't be fucking weed.
I'm just saying, as a singer, your number one priority should be your voice. You know what I'm saying? You can't be drinking heavy. You can't be smoking squares or blunts. You know what I'm saying?
If that's your life, is your voice,
you should take care of that like you do your child. You know what I'm saying?
Do you smoke, Cino? Cool.
Well,
you smoke coals?
I don't smoke cigarettes and
smoke weed.
I had some.
Of course,
weed.
He smokes weed. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Better. You don't smoke weed, you get the fuck out of here.
That's right. Get the fuck out of my face if you don't smoke weed.
Yeah, we
fuck
got that
the world.
Loud.
All right, so here we go.
Back your ass.
Now, I will tell you this. I just want to make sure. I think I'm a spokesperson for ICP. They gave you a few little breaks. There was a couple little fucking rook moves up in there.
We're going to chalk that up to technical difficulties and nervousness due to the barrels.
Technical.
No. Right now, you're getting the ultimate break because you're getting all your breath back and everything, you know?
So anyway, Insane Clown Posse in the studio with me today. We got C-Note. It's an unsigned band review. He's got to go through one more song. This is called 6 a.m., right?
6 in the morning.
Now, 6 in the morning. Now, Violent J already has a little bit of fuckery on this deal because you did not sample the fucking most famous 6 in the morning deal ever. And, like, it almost sacrilegious. Like, Violent J almost wants to fucking knuckle up on you.
I don't understand how you're going to call songs 6 in the morning without using 6 in the morning. At least, it's a quiet cut in the background.
That'd be like if you came out with a song called Collaborate and Listen and you didn't sample Vanilla Ice saying, all right, stop.
All right, stop and not use all right, stop.
All right. 6 in the morning. I'm a sex genius, so, you know.
Now you're a sex what?
And I do like that. I do like
sex genius.
Your lyrical kind, your freedom to... That's dope. You don't hear that in your style of music very often.
Yeah.
A little bit of Jaheim, a little bit of Eamon, like free to cuss in R&B, not a normal thing because you're going for so much radio play.
Right.
But very dope.
But don't think that Violent J is going to be soft on the fucking trigger this time.
One thing is for sure, if you're looking to be a pop star, you're going to have to water your shit down heavy, homie. You know what I'm saying? Right. Your shit's about to be sugar-coated, dipped in fucking...
Maybe he's fresh, so maybe he's like, fuck pop. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he's like, fuck, I'm going to be a street star. Fuck pop hits. You know what I'm saying?
If you're trying to be a pop star, you know what I'm saying? Your shit ain't going to be on cut. It's going to be stepped out so many times that, it's going to be ridiculous.
All right, so here we go. 6 in the morning. This is C-Note. Now, C-Note, there's a lot riding on this. One, you made a few mistakes, but your shit was good enough to push you through.
Come on, bro.
The boys fucking called your shit right on out. They're fucking pros. They know exactly. And I'm, you know, and I've been watching Twitter, and it's 50-50 right now, okay?
Ooh, that's scary.
It's 50-fucking-50, cuz.
Dang.
And no hard feelings, okay? I mean, like, if after we shoot you, I still want to take a picture and shit with you, okay? So don't get mad at me.
Now, you should have all your breath back already. You over there still gasping for air?
Yeah,
you know, man.
Shaggy said, man, you are out of shape. You're the most out of shape brother I've ever seen.
I know, dog. I weigh twice as much as you,
no,
easy.
I'm not
you
out
know
of breath
what I'm saying?
All
right, here we go.
Not at all.
Here we go. 28. So you know what I was trying to let you know?
You got that girl already saying 6 in the morning. That could have been iced tea right there.
Except for iced tea, there ain't nothing sexy about iced tea.
That's all me.
Oh, that was you? Hey. Okay. I'm not bad. My bad.
Violet, you know iced tea.
They just called you a bitch.
Violet, you know that iced tea is going to be heavy-handed on that fucking royalty money, man. He ain't going to cut you a break.
It's going to cost you some cheddar.
Then call it 6 a.m. or something. Don't call it 6 in the morning and don't use 6 in the morning. It's illegal.
I think Shaggy's analogy is the best ever. If you're going to do look, collaborate, and listen, and you didn't fucking use vanilla ice, you're a fucking idiot.
You just can't. You can't. I mean, I guess you can. He did it, but.
All right, here we go. Now, are you getting yourself hyped up there, Sino? What's that now? You got to talk on the microphone.
See?
A rookie move.
Always got to have the microphone, man. You could be talking to the crowd with the mic down. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? How you feeling out there? Mike will be down on his hip.
All right, here we go. You ready, buddy? Can I just tell you I'm nervous for you, buddy? Because you're already making fucking a lot of mistakes. Like you put the mic down. Like you're fucking up, cuz. I'm just saying. You ready?
Let's go.
Here we go.
I'm a professional. Yeah.
Are you ready? Get set. Go. I've been waiting for this moment for so long. Brace yourself, cause it's gonna be a long ride. Open your heart and let me inside. Now I know that you heard a lot about me. Maybe, baby, some of it's true. Like the part about me freaking in the bedroom. And a part about me fiending for you.
Got a fucking R. Kelly.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. Got a fucking R. Kelly.
I like this a lot better. So.
Yeah, you fucking idiot. You should have opened up with this. Drop the mic. Drop the fucking mic.
It's your boy. It's your boyfriend. Second verse now. Let's go.
He's got his goggles on. Look at his goggles.
They're starting to slide up.
They are. It's like Urkel. Motherfucker looks like Urkel.
It's only been 3 or 4 hours. Have a drink cause I'm not through.
Man, you can really fuck to this song, couldn't you, Violent J?
I don't know.
Violet J's getting fucking ready.
That second verse was a little on the weak side.
Come
on, man.
Ready?
I'm
sorry. Hey, everybody didn't do that.
Let's just give him a third verse chance.
All right.
That's just the only song right there.
That's it?
ATL. Yeah. Cino Music Group. Bell Ringer Production.
That was the end of the song. Listen, motherfuckers, you got me on technicality.
Yeah, he started the whole shit out. Second verse coming up.
And he was fighting off the fucking bullets like.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, man. I was.
Hey, step back. Don't get up.
The second verse. Did you mess it up? Yes or no? Why was it so short? It wasn't like the first one. The first one, it was full of lyrics and all kinds of flavor.
We got some background stuff going on.
Now, hold on. If I can give you my suggestion, and I'm not a music guy. But when you start that, like, fucking talking shit, that scat.
That, right, it sounds like you're messing up.
Because, you're...
part of my performance.
I know, but you might want to drop that shit. Like, I'm just saying, like...
This what,
your lyrics are so good, I don't think you got to be extra fucking cool.
You know,
like, yeah,
your deal is different, okay? You almost made it. I think we were confused by the second verse. There was no third verse. There wasn't no real standout hook.
It started real strong.
It started great.
Now, I don't think you have to remind the little white bitches are going to be walking in that the second verse is coming up. You said that on both of your songs.
Yeah, right. I noticed that, too.
But you don't, yeah. shouldn't do, but in, you know, ever lie.
But like in R&B, though, they are over the top.
Yeah, like,
they
too,
are over
but,
the top with, you know.
He didn't come out here and bomb. But that didn't happen today.
Yeah. That's why he shot last 5 seconds.
Now, my whole thing is, yo. Andy got shot, though.
And then he's mad because he's like, that's a fucking technicality. That was the trailing fucking mix.
But see, in your situation, I think you can survive what just happened today. Because I think there's
right. I think there's mad potential there.
Yeah. Stupid potential.
I think you need to be perhaps coached a little bit.
He has no coach.
You know what I'm saying? You need to be like have somebody that knows the game.
Stop your fucking ad-libbing. That's all I gotta fucking say. You got such great lyrics. When you stop that ad-libbing shit, it fucking
horrible.
It
sound like you fucked up the second verse and you started like covering with just saying stuff.
Yeah, like what's up, Tampa? What's up, motherfuckers? Like you don't gotta say, you're cool as fuck. You don't gotta say that.
So just let the music ride.
Yeah, just do your fucking music. Don't do that
extra
shit.
And the amount of lyrics in the first verse was, it was just perfect. I was blown away.
Violent J put his shit down. His barrel was down fucking wind, man. Like,
right. Then all of a sudden he starts yelling ATL and second verse, and I'm thinking, he's fucking up again. This is definitely caused to get shot.
Violent J was like, his fucking barrel's down, cool, and all of a sudden just start.
It did. Yeah. And then it was over. How could it be over? That wasn't the end.
Yeah, you wrapped it up.
They want more from C-Note.
You wrapped it up early, Kyle.
Yeah.
Can I explain?
Was that the end?
Yeah.
It just started out like that bomb-ass verse. Well, right, and then the second verse was like a.
Now hold on, I got a whodunit in here, motherfucker.
So what happened?
You cannot fuck with me. I've been in radio 31 years. I've played every fucking record there was, including these guys.
Right.
The backing vocals is 219.
Right.
What are you, the fucking Beatles? Well, nobody does a 219 song.
Well, I was trying to explain it to you guys. The record is actually not finished.
Oh,
what are you doing?
That's even dumber. That's not a good excuse. That makes you stupider.
That's what you guys voted on. So,
what about an acapella? Can he do acapella for?
He can sing.
Hold on,
incredibly well.
You can sing like a motherfucker. You just need to stop the extra shit. That's the easy part, right?
Well, I understand what you guys are saying, and I appreciate all your honesty. You know,
you better listen.
Yes, and I am listening.
Don't be hard-headed.
I am a performer, and
when we're trying to help you fucking perform, cuz.
You just do what you feel.
You got to be more like R. Kelly and gyrate more on stage.
And let me tell you something, man. What you just did up on stage is very fucking hard, because you got no crowd to feed off of.
Well, you
know what I'm saying? Because that's a lot about being off stage and feel the energy from the crowd. You got a hype-ass crowd. You're going to feel it. You know what I'm saying? You performing, a motherfucker sitting there aiming
with
guns at your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Violent Jason, I can't even fucking play that way. I've been doing rap for 26 years. Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, well, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month, all plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
That explains it then. I know something was wrong because I heard it. That's
but
why
how you bring an unfinished song
wrong.
To a fucking radio station.
I don't know if it was wrong.
It wasn't
it
wrong.
Was just,
I just knew, it, like it, you just said, it wasn't
it was
just, done.
Right. Well, no. The record was on a spot and I had to fly back out, so we had to stop it. But it's a good record and I'm going to go back and we're going to do something different with the record.
Do what you did in the first verse again at that length with
over
that
the top.
Many lyrics in it, and you will have
and then,
some
then,
shit.
And then do all the other shit in a bridge or something going into the third.
Yeah,
you know
what you had starting in the second verse, those ad-libs.
We can get these guys.
Why don't you listen to these two motherfuckers? They kind of know a little something about this shit they
do.
If you do what you did on the first verse again in the second verse, then what you had starting the second verse, all those background vocals, let that be the bridge after the second verse, then go back to the hook, you're done.
So, you know, you got to understand. And we represent the people, and they're like, listen, motherfucker, you can't wrap it up at 219. We shot you because you're wrapping this shit up, and we thought you were faking a funk like you fucked up, and you're like, just cut it soon, right?
How could you not think that after that bomb-ass first verse?
No, radio station's going to play a 2-minute, 19-second song, you know?
You came on like R. Kelly, and you fucking wrapped it up like I don't know who the fuck, but MC Hammer. Right.
You came in
like fucking R. Kelly pissing on bitches, and then you came out drunk, broke like a motherfucker in MC Hammer. Can't fucking touch this.
You
got to
throw in some, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a singer, dog.
Yeah, I would. But then again, he said that, you know, this was the one you guys selected and you wanted him to perform and it wasn't quite done yet. So that was the pressure of the situation. I think you can survive this, man.
I appreciate that.
I do. You know why? You got the talent. You just got to cut the extra bullshit out because it's not, I mean, you are good enough on the face of your music. You don't have to stop that. And stop reminding motherfuckers it's the second verse, right?
Right. Like,
what's crazy right now? You know what's crazy? Because I'm led to believe, usually motherfuckers that get shot up, get clouded, and kick the fuck out.
They do.
You know what I'm saying?
You're the first guy that's ever had to get the opportunity to fucking talk back because you were like, get the fuck out of here. You suck. We actually want to hear your side of the story. You still got shot. It was a technicality because we thought you wrapped it up on us.
No, I didn't.
What the fuck are we supposed to think? It's
2019. I was coming out this motherfucker. I would be in the studio last night.
Hold on, motherfucker.
Wrapping it up.
Hold on. Your first song was 4 minutes. This motherfucker's 219. What am I supposed to think as an engineer? It's fading down fast. You're fucking cowering and fucking up. My boy's looking at me with the 1-2 buckle my shoe and I fucking blast you. And give you this fucking.
See, come on, man. You knew you were coming on the show. It wasn't a surprise, right? I would have had that motherfucker done.
Listen, you're fucking good. Really good. But you can't start out as R. Kelly and you got to end as R. Kelly, too. You got the fucking talent. Stop overthinking the process. That's just my radio portion of it. I mean, what do you think, Violet?
I think you're exactly right. You cannot start a song off R. Kelly and end it fart smelly. You need to. That was a great.
Hey,
the
do you
first
remember R.
Half,
Kelly,
though?
You remember R. Kelly? His defense was, that wasn't me pissing on the bitches. That was my cousin. And he got away with it. Remember that?
Yeah.
Motherfucker still torn.
He was pissing on 15-year-old bitches in Polk County. And he's like, man, that's my cousin. And people bought it.
Yeah, they did.
And his cousin just, his cousin got away with it. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So now, what did you take from here, Cino?
Well,
don't be hard-headed, first of all.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. I feel like he is not taking nothing. He's like thinking, fuck y'all.
Can I be?
I know what the fuck I'm doing.
Hold on, C-Note. Can I be C-Note for a second? And I got some fucking dumbass radio guy that's been in here for 30 years and had me on here on national stage, and I got two fucking dudes that are well-established musicians. I would be like, you know what, guys? Thank you for that. We hurt your hand, didn't you? We fucking lit you up. I would say, like, you know what? Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I've been a big fan of you guys. You guys certainly know how records are supposed to sound like. and I'll cut the shit. Don't fucking fight us on it, brother. No, we're trying to help you.
I wasn't fighting. I do appreciate all you guys share with me. I'm going to take that back, and I'm going to be better.
Now you're just telling us what we want to hear.
No, he's horrible. That's dope.
Real talk. And I want to be a true artist. I want to be true to myself, and I appreciate you guys.
But you know what? Your lyrics are so good.
They are, man.
Hold on. I got a question right quick.
They need to be over the top.
Have
like
you played
that.
Any like college sports or anything in your life? Because you got the same interview skills as like a basketball. But,
yeah.
Well, I think I did really good tonight. You know, we came in, we played our hearts out. Next time we're going to play a little bit better.
Yeah, we're going to go back and practice a little bit.
They all sound like that.
Coach is going to kick our ass a little bit into shape and we're going to do better.
I'm going to just go on record here and say I'm pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
For real. I didn't expect the Prince like what do you call it? Content, you know what I'm saying? A sex content and not being afraid to say what the fuck you want. I admire that. Obviously we admire that. We like freedom, you know what I'm saying, to say what you want to say in your lyrics, right? How it's coming out of your heart instead of what the fuck is allowed. You know what I'm saying? I admire that, especially in your music where it's extra rare. Because, of course, in rap, everybody does it, but not in R&B, which is extra admirable. You got a bomb-ass fucking voice.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You got a lot going for you, man. And this deal did not, in a rare fucking occasion, which I'd imagine, this did not ruin you.
No.
You fucking held your own through getting shot.
You got shot on a technicality.
Right.
You got shot on a fucking engineering technicality. You didn't bring enough music, and we thought you were trying to bamboozle us, so we had to fucking go downrange.
But exactly.
If we knew what we knew now, we probably would have kept you fucking singing. So it's almost like a shooting with an asterisk.
Right. It's exactly. Like fucking, it's like not a total, you know, cross out it's and like put a K. It's
well,
right. Like,
well, I'd definitely be back.
We're going extra innings with your ass, okay? I think we need to go extra innings with you.
And I appreciate that, man.
And we just had to fucking shoot you just to fucking shut you up for a minute because you were getting off fucking track. And you know what? We know what we were doing. We were shooting you to correct you.
He's trying to bring him back.
Trying to help him. And you can't front. You can't front if you were sitting here. If you were sitting here, right? And somebody went up there with a verse and a half, right?
Right.
You would have shot him too. Because we don't know that wasn't a full song. We didn't know that.
Yeah.
We shot you.
Yeah.
We shot the fuck out of you.
I'd have been like, yo, this next song is 2 minutes and 19 seconds.
We shot the fuck out of you, Violent J said. Yeah, you should have said, you know what? Hey, you know what? Shaggy has a great point. You should have said, listen, fellas, this is the song that you liked. I didn't have a chance to get it done. I'm going to give you 219 of it.
How you gonna not have a chance to get? How you gonna come and
got shot right there
with an undone song?
Well, actually,
as soon as I heard undone,
Violent J said I would have shot you when you said 219, bitch.
Well, actually, the song is old. The song is 2008.
Well, then it should be done like a motherfucker.
You didn't even finish
and
it.
And it's not done.
Shaggy goes, it should be done like a motherfucker.
I went back because I wanted to redo it, and I made a video for it.
You overthought the bitch, motherfucker. I'm just telling you.
You made a video for it, and it's not done.
Oh, now you're making excuses.
Right now,
they may have a video.
Let me see if I can find it.
Now you're just lying.
We just didn't
now you're just making shit up, cuz.
I don't think anybody's being real. I think he has a great career as an R. Kelly impersonator at the Holiday Inn bar.
Nah.
Is that a compliment?
But it's not just the more.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's all
man,
good.
Man, that was so fucking crazy.
Yo, I got some hot records coming, man. So
well, when you give them to us, can we have them in fuck there so they're
it's
done?
It's going
to
be full. It's
you got a gift.
No more
you have a gift, man. Make the best of it.
Oh, no doubt.
You got a gift.
No doubt.
That was good shit. That was really good shit, man.
It's hard, but
I wanted to hear more instead of the talking. I wanted to hear more of the R&B style, like when you went, like, you know, how do you do? I don't know how to do it. Ooh, you know, that's
that
it. I wanted to hear more singing, less talking.
Oh, na, 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 na.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of that, hey, what's up, Tampa? You fucking little whores out there.
And I think Bubba said it. He kept saying, see, you ain't getting the mic on your mouth already right there.
You got a mic on your mouth.
But, you know what I'm saying? You were saying ATL. You're not even in ATL
fuck
right
ATL.
Now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're going to fuck around. You're going to be doing a show in Phoenix. Be like, oh, ATL. You'll get booed right the fuck off.
Yeah, you know be like, fuck ATL.
Right, I was, you know, giving them shout out because
ain't nothing wrong with being proud of where you're from, but when you're on stage in a different city,
if you're not from
you don't
that
want
city,
to shout
you don't
out,
give
you
a fuck about that city. Right. That's just the way it is.
I mean, you don't see fucking Shaggy going, man, fucking Detroit when he's in Green Bay all the fucking time.
Hey, Detroit, what's up?
I did that because I have people listening and.
But I mean, once would have been sufficient. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No doubt.
Okay, you got people listening. I can respect that, but how many more thousands and thousands and thousands?
Well, we work in the.
What's
the
percentage?
Those are the ones you need to worry about, no not doubt. Your homies.
Global, my friend.
No doubt. Yes,
all
sir.
Right. So here's the deal.
Yes, sir.
You got like 25% shot. You got shot with an asterisk.
Ooh, y'all.
And because we thought you were trying to fucking bamboozle us, we still don't know the truth. But the next time you come
we never
here,
will.
That's right. You're right, Bubba.
Here's the deal.
Keep
we
it real.
We really don't fucking know the truth if you're just bamboozling and start fucking giving
shit. You got a video for an unfinished song. I don't. I'm going to go ahead.
But here's a go, Simo. But here's the deal.
The old version's finished.
99% of everybody who gets shot because they fucking suck. They just ain't got it. You got it,
but
you're fucking it up.
You do not suck.
You got it, but you're fucking it up, and you're overthinking it.
Not only do you not suck, you're fucking hell of a good. You know what I'm saying? Like, on the real. Like, I would in a New York minute, have you fucking sing a hook for us.
Oh, look at that.
Let's do that.
In a New York minute.
You just went from getting shot by ICP to a motherfucking hook deal. Yeah,
you know, but in on the real, though, I don't think we'd pay him much because we would be helping you. You know what I'm saying?
I would go far saying I wouldn't pay him nothing.
Can I step in?
No,
Can I step in?
I think Bubba's got a good point, though, man.
Can I step in here? Can I step in here as a guy that's a neutral party to both of you guys and make you an offer on behalf of ICP? If you want to fucking do a hook for free for them, they'll get you some great exposure. They think that they could get you some great exposure with the Juggalos and the people who like their shit. But you got to fucking pay your dues, and they
it's
need
true,
like eight
though.
Or nine fucking hooks for free out of you.
That's
kid.
The way it works.
Yeah,
that's the way it works.
Are you
works.
Good with
it's
that like, deal? You got us a goddamn deal?
Did you know, Bubba, did you know that you can buy your way? Let's say Jay-Z's got an album come out, right? A record company can buy a verse on that album. That's the way big music works. Yep. Why? Because if you're on a Jay-Z album, you're off the hook. Now on a much smaller scale, right? If you're on an ICP record, there's a lot of people that like our shit, right? They're going to become your fans. They like what you're doing. They're going to be like, I'm going to start listening and looking out for this guy because I really like that hook and I like his voice.
I think you said it best. Boom. I want to start looking out for that guy. You're now in their radar.
Yes, sir.
And you are now have an opportunity to make them your fans. And I will know you this. Whether
I appreciate it.
Whether you know anything about Juggalos or not, these motherfuckers are the most hardcore, fucking loyal, fucking loyal soldiers. And if they fucking like you, you're almost made. You're a made man.
In my opinion, you're set. If you win the love of the Juggalo Underground, you're set.
First of all, there's some cynical motherfuckers. They don't put up with shit. Like, they would have done the same thing we did. I'm just telling you. We represent the Juggalos here. They were saying, blast the motherfucker because he's faking a funk, and we don't know if 219's for real or not. So that's why we had to shoot you, but we didn't want to shoot you, and we're going to let you come back.
It was very hard. Thank you, Bubba. It was very hard to shoot somebody that talented, man. It was
I think Bubba had a real good point. I think a lot of your shit is too overthought out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If it's just like
how's he not going to outthink it
natural.
Though? And
I understand that. I understand that. You know what I'm saying? I understand
you're in front
that.
Of a firing squad. You know.
You know, all the years you guys never played fun
of me. I'll be fucking out of my own shit in that situation. I've been doing this fucking 2 decades. I'm up there fucking
but the thing
up
is, if you rehearse enough and you do it enough, it just comes second nature. You ain't got to think about it. You know what I'm saying? It just happens.
See, Money, you did officially get shot. But you're the first person that got shot.
Under good circumstances.
Under
circumstances. Turns out it's a good thing you got shot.
And he could be like the Nate Dogg of psychopathic records.
I've always wanted that.
You need a Nate
Dogg. For real, man.
He's like too up and down R&B, though. Nate Dogg was like, you know, more monotone.
He was hardcore,
yeah.
No, that's what he's doing on his own. With us, it would be some other. But yeah, no doubt. I've always wanted that, man. I've always wanted that.
We got
for
you.
One.
Yeah. Anyway, C-Money, I think this has been good. Did we hurt you? I see you. Can you show us your wounds?
It's all good, man.
I mean, I'd like to see her. I mean, show Violent J. Show Violent J your wounds.
Why
me? Why I got to see it?
Because he's standing next to you.
Because you're the one that felt the best about shooting him. You're the one that opened up the fucking fire range.
He wants you to see the pain you inflicted.
I had to, man. I had to. This is the risk he took in his career.
See, Money.
And I had to, man.
See, how bad does it fucking sting up there when you're getting pelted?
Man.
It's bad.
And we're this far back.
Yeah.
I could tell when before you came in, he let us shoot at that metal sign up there, and the shit was coming back here. The bullets were coming back here, so I know that shit.
I got
hurt.
Something in my pocket.
Little mementos for you there.
C-note.
Those be a reminder, pal.
I think that you basically did. You basically owned getting shot. Like, nobody has been able to survive. Like, most of the time, like Shaggy said, it's, okay, pack up your shit and get the fuck out because you suck. Nobody's able to linger around. And
that
us
didn't
able
happen
to,
here, right.
Like, armchair quarterback what you did wrong by two national.
But playing by the rules, we had to shoot you.
Right. And so, you know, you kind of got shot on a technicality, but you did get shot. But I am going to welcome you back. And I maybe you and ICP can you know, exchange whatever, and you guys you can start doing some shit.
Yeah,
you need to do some
that.
Yeah, you need to do some shit for these guys, because these guys got an unbelievable following. People that buy records, people that download shit, people that go to shows, people that buy T-shirts. You cannot have a better built-in audience than the Juggalos, and for them to like you, and you're halfway there. But they will see through your fucking fake shit. I'm just telling you.
Well, yeah.
I mean, will they not, Shaggy? The Juggalos will see right through that fucking drop of the mic fake shit. Will they not?
Oh, there ain't no question, man. Yeah.
And it's not only just Juggalos
don't like
just
to be entertained.
Yeah, they want to be entertained, but they don't just. It's not about putting somebody on either, because Juggalos seek out. They're very innovative, I think. They launched Tech N9ne. They launched Hobson. You know, these guys came up in the Juggalo world. You know what I mean? Juggalos
Tech
were the first.
Tech N9ne's been in here. And he fucking nailed it, Tech N9ne did.
He's the shit. Yeah. That's why he's where he's at, because he's the shit. But it was Juggalos that recognized him years ago before anybody else, you know.
So anyway, C-Note, man.
Yes,
thank you, my friend.
Yeah,
I know we're
that.
A little rough on you. But you know what? Unlike anybody else that's ever
that's
been on the stage.
Man. Tough love,
anybody else on no other band that's either been approved or shot has been judged and been able to be somewhat graded by somebody as great as ICP. So today's actually been a good day for you, and you did get fully shot. You just got shot on a technicality.
I wouldn't.
We didn't kill you. I really wouldn't.
I'd be like, yeah, okay.
Not at all. I got to sit at the table with some executives. So
we didn't. We didn't kill you. We just wounded you. You can come back from this shit.
Yeah, man. I'm real about what I'm doing.
You just got one of your wings clipped.
I appreciate all you guys share with me, and so I'm gonna take it back.
All right.
To the A, and I'm gonna be better.
But can I tell you something else, please? And I need Violent J and I need Shaggy to back me on this, because I'm just a stupid white guy. Okay, I am. But I'm just telling you, when you're always trying to, like, you almost try to go too black when you're saying going back to the J and to the ATL and to all kind of. I don't
that's
think.
Where you're
well,
from.
I know that, but I think you're going overboard with it.
That's the same thing when you say you're from Warsaw.
How many times I go, yeah, I'm from fucking Warsaw. I'm going to take it back to Warsaw, man. Yeah.
But when you get a chance, you throw it in there.
Fuck you. Don't stick up for your buddy. I'm telling you now.
You just do it in a white guy fashion.
Hey, and I'm just a redneck from Warsaw. That's the same thing. You just say it in a different way.
Where's Warsaw at? What is
by
it?
Fort Wayne.
Indiana.
By Fort Wayne.
Oh, I thought it was in Poland or something.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, fucking Violent J, you know damn well he fucking plays that too much. Man, yeah, ATL, what's
on
up?
On stage.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's doing it right now,
he
too.
He just did it but now.
No, he just mentioned he's going back home.
Yeah, I mean,
nothing wrong with that.
I don't want you to be you.
Cocksuckers.
Motherfuckers.
You motherfuckers.
Bubba, I appreciate you, though, for real. I do appreciate you for giving me the
boogie,
opportunity,
woogie,
man.
Woo, motherfuckers.
I appreciate you for giving me the opportunity. That's a big deal for me, so.
All right, my friend. Well, listen, C-No, thank you very much. Scram on out of here. Put your tail between your legs and scram. We're going to play a little fucking ICP, talk a little bit about some shit about you. And stop overthinking it. You got a ton of talent. And don't come in with a 219 song next time, okay, brother? You got clipped. You didn't get, you know what? You didn't get fucking killed. You got clipped.
Bitches! Oh, rest in peace, old dirty bastard.
Can I tell you my ODB story?
Yes, please.
Okay, so I got this, like, 1993 Mercedes 5. No, it was a 420, but I put 560 stickers on it.
Flex.
And I'm over in the fucking, I'm over at USF, and I got some kind of bar appearance to do, and this is, like, 1994. And I stopped by this this convenience store to get some gas. It's like one of those convenience stores. It's got, like, some liquor inside there, but it's, like, you know, like a 7-Eleven kind of deal, and they sell, you know, beer and shit. And there's this black guy who walks up to me and says, yeah, man, are you going down by the university? And I go, yeah. He goes, can I get a ride from you? I go, sure. So I'm driving it. I don't even know it's old
dirty
bastard.
You just picked up a random stranger?
Right.
What's up with that?
That's crazy enough right there.
Swear to God. Swear on my son's life. It was ODB. And he goes, I drop him off, it's like literally in front of a dorm. And he goes, yeah, man, I'm playing wherever the fuck he's playing. And he said, if you want to get in, I go, well, and I was in radio. I was in the power pit back in the day. I'm kind of an urban leading radio station. He goes, I'm ODB. And I go, old dirty bastard? He goes, yeah, motherfucker. And it was really him.
Wow.
I really gave him a fucking ride down the road. I'm like, I didn't even know that.
And you didn't know that before you gave
no,
him a ride.
Did not fucking know it until after I drove down the fucking road and figure out who it was.
Just the fact that ODB used you as an Uber was great.
He fucking Ubered me.
Fucking
look at that fat white
Uber
guy,
existed.
That motherfucker. And you know what? But think about it. It's the fat white guy didn't even know who he was. I just, the brother with gold teeth looked cool as fuck. I gave him a ride.
Yeah, man, you just got your hat.
Bitches! I don't know.
I think just giving random strangers fucking rides is pretty crazy.
Well, this is 1993.
Hey, you
want to
ride?
Killed.
Jump in.
Well, I mean.
This ain't the 70s, man.
He was a black guy with a fucking quart, and he seemed like he was pretty harmless to me and he needed a fucking ride.
Hey, man, this motherfucker ain't going to rob me, man.
Yeah, I mean, he was, I sized him up. He was skinny as fuck with gold teeth. I'm like, I'd take this guy. Maybe. Anyway, guys, ICP, not that I'm trying to, you know, be a fucking cheerleader or nothing, but God, was today some good radio or what, guys?
Hey, man, this was a, I had a blast, man. I'm not
going
to lie.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
For real.
And
really
we couldn't even
man.
Get, like, at first your management was like, no, nah, man, they can't be coming in. I'd be like, fucking send them those phone calls where the juggalos call in and we're like, we love fucking these guys. I think they played it for you, didn't they, guys?
Anybody in our management that told you we can't come in didn't know it was you, man.
Well, I mean, hold on. Let me go over to Gargiulo. Gargiulo, when you first started asking, they were like, nope, they ain't coming.
Well, the issue was logistically they weren't going to be in town, but then they did come around.
But didn't they play the phone call
That's
for
right.
them?
We had shows last night. We raced here.
Yeah, know? Like yeah. I almost wasn't able to make it. It was about to just be Jay here because, like I said, I just was in Atlanta last night. We didn't even leave until like 1 in the morning. You know
you
what I'm saying?
You could have gave
you would have hitchhiked,
C-Note
though.
A ride.
You would have hitchhiked if they would have
told
you. Yeah,
I could have gave, right. I would have seen C-Note not knowing who he was in a gas station, and he would have asked me for a ride. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to Tampa.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah,
jump
man.
In.
Hold on, no.
You got the guy here. You be like, "Yo, C-Note, I'm on the radio with you." Oh shit, what's up,
Violent J? And Violent J, I'm telling you right now, wherever show Violent J was in last night, if they would have said, "Violent J, listen, you're gonna go on the Bubba show and you can shoot people." That are fucking performing, you'd be like, man, I will fucking hitchhike down to Tampa.
I would have teleported here. I'd have been here when you got here this morning.
Man, tonight at 4 o'clock, it's when it goes off. It's at Janus Landing tomorrow as well. I can't tell you guys, honest to God, how happy and honored and thankful I am for you guys coming and being on the show. We did like 2.5 hours, had a great time.
And we get to come back and rock the stage, right?
I hope you. Yeah. I hope you mean that, my friend.
I mean it more than I'm not. I'm saying it right now. This would be nothing but the shit, man.
Oh yeah. And you know what? Before you leave, I want to show you. We didn't run that guy because he didn't. You know, we have a big fucking. You know, all kinds of effects, and when we show him, like, do you guys know the band OAR? Have you heard of OAR? Yeah.
No.
No, they're like I'm a how would you man? How would like they were like a college.
Yeah, they were thinking college band, but and then they kind of mainstreamed out with a couple of hits.
Yeah, but anyway, they came in years ago and had this big fucking production, and we copied their board. Their board for the stage. That stage has its own board that I'm going to show you, so we could really get your shit sounding good. Fuck. Plus, Violet, you sounded good as fuck when you were just masking over that song. Good
man,
as fuck when
it
you
would
were
just be
fuck the world.
It would be so dope. I mean, you guys have a stage. It's just screaming our name on it.
And Shaggy can go right to the fucking showers.
Right.
While he's fucking forming.
I just bring the mic in there with me.
Look at that. Look at that. And it's camered up and it's fully lit right there. Look at that.
Now I got to learn how to twerk.
Yeah, you do. Right against the glass with that white ass of yours.
We got girls.
That's what I want to see.
Hey, we have put them on the glass competitions.
Oh, shit. I know you play that Mix-a-Lot song, though. Do you?
No, nah, that's kind of fucking corny.
Oh,
come that's kind of corny.
Man, that's the best video ever made.
Well,
the best
I don't
one.
Know. I've listened to it lately.
Come on,
man.
Back in the day when the box glass. Was on, that was
yeah,
the number
back
one
back in
shit.
The day, it was yeah. good, yeah.
I missed the box.
Anyway, guys, man, thank you so much. Shaggy, love you, my friend.
Thank
Violet,
you, brother.
I look forward to doing some business with you guys, whether it's using my racetrack for a gathering maybe in a couple years. I think we talked about maybe a gathering would be cool either late in the fall or spring break. A Florida spring break gathering would be off the chain.
I got off the chain, brother. And you know what? I just want to say, because I didn't get a chance to say it. You said some kind things about us earlier. Appreciate that, brother.
Well, man, we are true juggalos.
No
and
doubt, man.
We truly are kind of the, not to bite off you, but kind of the ICP of radio because we're against the grain.
That's
we're,
why I said, like, Bubba Army juggalos is, yeah. Come on, man, one and the same.
We're
man.
Reckless. They are scared of us, but fuck, we're talented. We really are. Just ask us. Man, that poor brother C-Note, man, we fucking lit his ass up. His hand was all fucked up.
But you know what? He got shot with his chest out because right. he didn't go out the way.
No.
You know,
99%.
Yeah,
it's shown the fucking door.
Well, most people that get shot up there, they don't get busted open from these airsoft.
Yeah, they do.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that's not nothing.
Did you see he was hiding behind the amps? Eventually, poor.
That's called smart.
I've seen him take a dive behind a drum machine.
I would have gone right to the fucking shower and then fucking started taunting us from the window.
I'd start pissing all over the window.
Anyway, guys, get some rest. Love you guys. I cannot begin to tell you how good a radio today was, and we've.
often, you know, we do this unsigned band review thing. There's nobody that does anything like this. And I would have not, I couldn't have shared it with two bigger stars that understand what we do and the level of fucked upness that that is than you two. And always huge supporters of you guys. Just get, you know what? Just get us clean versions of your shit and we'll play the fuck out of it on regular radio. If you, you know, guys can just get us clean edits of everything you do, because I'll play the fuck out of everything, guys. Everything.
Man, you give us so much love, Bubba. Come on, man. We don't make clean things.
It's my you know what? Have some intern fucking give me a clean version or reverse it or something like that, and I'll play the fuck out of it. And I want to do it because I play your music. I search for the clean shit the best I can find. And when I do find it, I play it. And so it's not a stretch to think that I'm just saying this when you guys are here, because I play your guys' shit and I love you guys. No homo. Just saying.
You had me wondering there, you know.
I had you at no homo, didn't I, buddy?
Then I was like, oh, no homo. Okay, cool.
I never said no homo.
Hey, man, still full of love.
I'm going to.
He was like, I love you guys. Mad homo.
Mad homo. I love you guys. Homo, fucking three-quarter homo.
Super homo guy.
Turbo homo, bitch. We're gonna ride this bitch out with Cemetery Girl. And don't forget Janice Lanning tonight and tomorrow. Of course, always. It's insaneclownposse.com. You guys, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I look forward to doing business with you crazy motherfuckers.
Hell yeah! Right,
we'll see you guys Monday. We'll see you Monday. ICP.